And we'll hear from Charles Vest, the president of the National Academy, William Perry, the head of the study group, Calestous Juma from Harvard University, who is one of the panelists, and Ray Kurzweil is delayed, but probably will be here momentarily, we hope. And I will turn it over to Dr. Vest.
Thank you very much. As we all know, 20th century engineering profoundly enabled life, work, and learning as we know it today. The issue now is, what about the future? To attempt to get a vector on this, the National Academy of Engineering appointed a committee of truly amazingly accomplished and innovative individuals to think about what some of the great challenges of the 21st century are that could be solved by engineering together with science and medicine, and to lay these challenges out before us. We asked that these be things that were visionary and terribly important to human life, but that also were assumed to be doable with the right influx of work and resources over the next few decades. The results are 14 grand challenges, unranked, that you will hear about today. Some of these, meeting some of these, is simply imperative to our survival on this planet. Some will make us more secure against both human and natural threats, and all would improve the quality of life in our nation and world. If I could just make a quick observation, in the last century, we were quite stovepiped. Scientists discovered, engineers created, and medical doctors healed. In the 21st century, science, engineering, and medicine are totally interdependent and are blending together in new ways. So for that and other reasons, as you hear these grand challenges, you will recognize that 21st century engineering is not going to be a static undertaking. It's advances, it's going to advance, and it's going to change in a very organic and relatively rapid way. Before Dr. Perry takes over to lead things here, I just wanted to mention what some of the things the National Academy of Engineering hopes to accomplish with this work. First of all, we hope that it will form the basis of a wider promotion of the understanding of the critical importance of engineering advances to our lives and our prosperity. We hope to explain that, as I said earlier, meeting some of these challenges will actually be necessary to sustain human life on our planet. Most important, we hope to help us inspire a new generation of young men and women to go into fields like engineering to help prepare a path, to help engineer a path toward a more desirable and sustainable future. And finally, we hope that these will be a mechanism for helping to explain to politicians that effective governing and world leadership in the 21st century will profoundly depend on advancing and utilizing the knowledge and the tools of science, engineering, and medicine. And with that bit of an overview, it's my pleasure to turn things over to Bill Perry.